Yeah, I definitely get a lot of comments that, of course, I don't look 50, which is a good thing. I don't feel 50. I'm the founding CEO of my company, Body Boys United, which is basically fitness and wellness. But to be honest with you, other than exercising, trying to drink plenty of water, taking, your vitamins and your E vitamins and things like that, I think I'm truly blessed with just good genes. My mom, she was a model in the whole nine, and her girlfriend used to be extremely jealous of her because she never looked her age. So I've always been interested in fitness ever since a little boy. My mom, back to my mom again, used to race us when we was little. We'd go to the movie theaters and she'd say, "I'm gonna race you guys to the fence," or whatever. So I've had the love of running for a long time, which I've received a track scholarship. So from there, of course, that's where fitness came in, of lifting weights and just kind of taking care of yourself as well. So yes, I've always had a love for fitness and health ever since I was a child. My father, bringing him in, I mean, definitely he still lifts weights in his 70s. I've been in LA since, actually I moved here from Washington, D.C. in 2001. And I do enjoy living in Los Angeles. It's definitely different from coming from DC. It's definitely more diverse, which I love. I love the diversity of the people here. And of course, the weather is, of course, that's a given. And we're actually getting ready to launch our fitness magazine as well. We'll be the first, definitely first men of color that actually have a gay fitness magazine. Of course, growing up when you're young, and especially 18, and you look at guys who are older, you have a sense to say, wow, I don't want to either get old or I don't want to look like that when I'm older. It's not very attractive, I should say. It's not something that you are longing to be when you're 18, 20. You really want to stay in your youth. And I would say, don't worry, you can still have your good looks and your health at the age of 50, and you're much wiser.